A Tennessee woman says she believed the federal tax code did not apply to her and so didn't file income tax returns on $920,000 in earnings. The IRS took her to court and she faced up to 30 years in jail and $1.5 million in fines. But a jury found her not guilty on 6 counts of tax evasion. Joining us now is Vernie Kugelin and her attorney, Larry Beecraft. Good to have you both with us. Vernie, let me begin with you. Why do you feel the tax code does not apply to you?
Well, I've been asking the IRS a question for 10 years. What section of the Internal Revenue Code makes me liable for the individual income tax, and what law requires me to file the Form 1040 form? And for 10 years, I have not gotten a response to that particular question.
Doesn't the tax code begin at taxes hereby imposed? Isn't that how the tax code begins?
It does. However, if you look in the 1040 form booklet, which is the information gathering booklet for that the IRS sends out to the citizens, under the instructions of the Privacy Act and Paperwork Reduction Act, the 1040 instructions tell us that the IRS has a responsibility to tell us under what authority they ask for the information.
Well, it's part of the tax code. It's part of law. Tax will be hereby imposed. Let me go to your attorney, Mr. Beecraft. This was not a decision based on the court saying taxes are not legal. What they said was because the IRS didn't answer her, she must, she's let off the hook in terms of fines, but she still has to pay her taxes, correct?
Well, Alan, let me just put this case into context. Back in April of this year, Vernie Kugelin was charged with income tax evasion for 6 years. There were 6 counts in this indictment. That is the case that was tried last week. The only thing that a criminal jury decides is the guilt or innocence of an accused. In this particular case, we presented certain facts to the jury, and the jury concluded that Ms. Kugelin had committed no crime. The question of civil liability is something that comes after this stage. Usually the government tries to collect taxes after a criminal case is over with.
All right, Vernie, but so basically what you're telling every American watching this program right now is if they follow your interpretation, nobody should pay. Nobody has to pay. There's no place that says any of us should pay taxes, correct?
Well, in the 1040 form leads you to 6001 and 6011 of the Internal Revenue Code, and it says a person who is liable for any of the taxes in the title.
All right, but everybody else is... But here's the point, Vernie. You know what? We're overtaxed. I want to lower the tax burden on the American people. I agree. It's almost... When you look at the code, I mean, it is so confusing. You can't even get tax experts to agree on it. We all agree on all of that. That's all true. But the bottom line is all of us are paying. And you're not paying. You're getting the benefits of living in this country. And you're not ponying up your share. And I think you found a nice little technical way to get out of it. It's kind of cute, but your neighbors are paying for your roads, your neighbors are paying for your highways, your neighbors are paying for your defense, your neighbors are paying the burden of everything, and you get away scot-free.
Well, I'm paying all of the taxes for which I have...
You're not paying any income taxes, are you?
Liable.
You're not paying any income taxes like the rest of us, are you?
I am not paying the individual income tax. That's correct.
Right. So you found a sneaky little way to get out of what all of us are doing. You know what? I mean, why don't you just fight to change the system as opposed to putting the burden on everybody else? Because if we all follow your little model here, the government has no money. We don't defeat Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden. We don't have a national defense. Don't you think? Aren't those things worth paying for?
Well, let me back up. I'm not a person who thinks that the 16th Amendment or that the Internal Revenue Code is unconstitutional. I believe that they are both very constitutional.
Then pay up. Why don't you pay up then? Why don't you pay like the rest of us?
Hey, Sean, could I interrupt you right here?
We only have a second, Counselor. Go ahead, quickly.
Yeah, why don't you make her pay?
Go ahead, Counselor. We've got about 10 seconds here.
The issue in this case is why won't the government answer her questions?
Are you going to advise her to pay her taxes?
I didn't hear you.
You going to advise her to pay her taxes?
No, she's going to go off.
Well, that's what we talked about last week in court. But she has posed, the reason why she got involved in this particular fight with the IRS is because in the fall of 95, she wrote two letters.
Right.
The American people have the right to ask questions of the government. She posed two questions to the government, and the whole problem could have been resolved at that stage, and instead, the answer did not come from the government.
We got to take
a
break. We hope that the law is obeyed and taxes are paid. Thank you very much for being with us. Coming up.